The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
New figures released by the Road Safety Authority, the RSA, show that two people have died, with 42 more suffering serious injuries arising from the involvement of e-scooters in road collisions since the start of 2020. Figures also given to the Irish Times show that there were 136 traffic incidents involving e-scooters in the first 9 months of 2021. So, with those figures on collisions involving e-scooters, is it time for more regulation around these? I'm joined by Shane O'Donoghue from CompleteCar.ie. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What to do? Because some people have fairly sturdy scooters with big enough wheels. Others have scooters that look quite flimsy with tiny wheels.
Yeah, and I think the design, the inherent design of e-scooters is half the issue here. People see the supposed top speeds of these things, say 25 kilometres an hour, which is coming into legislation we'll talk about in a minute, but and think, oh, that's not very fast. But they're very different to bicycles. You're standing on a very thin plate, and the wheels are small, even the large ones you just mentioned. And also the steering axis is actually very, very short in comparison to a bicycle. So your hands are closer together, you're not so far apart, and the e-scooters are inherently less stable. So the issue is people think, oh, they're as easy to ride as a bicycle. The same thing, sure, they're not very fast, but actually they're just less stable.
Now, from the hospitals and their studies, 60% of the people who came in with something needing treatment, and many of them needed surgery for fractures, 60% were not wearing a helmet.
Yeah, and I think that's something that needs to be discussed. There needs to be some more messaging about that from the RSA, from the Gardaí, whoever, ahead of the new legislation coming in. That's a big deal, really. People like to have the freedom of not wearing a helmet, certainly on bicycles. And if you're not traveling very fast on a bicycle, you know, there is argument that you probably don't need one. But scooters are very different, as I just mentioned. They're less stable, so you are more likely to have an incident in them in terms of falling off or just stumbling or whatever. And people need to be wearing helmets, and perhaps not even just helmets. I mean, looking at that data there from the surgeons, they're suggesting that you could even do maybe elbow pads and other protection, maybe. Maybe more akin to what somebody might wear on a skateboard.
Reports last week were that the government's plans on e-scooters and electric bikes will mean that anything that can only go a max of 25 kilometres per hour will be exempt from registration, so you don't know who the rider is, tax or insurance, as long as they keep it below 25k. I'm not sure that's satisfactory, but I understand why they're doing it, because if a tourist wants to pick up, for example, an electric scooter to toddle around the place and see the sights, they don't want people to have tax, insurance, registration and all the rest of it for that service. But at the same time, 25 kilometres per hour is kind of commuter speed. So if you're doing commuter speed, maybe you need that. If you're doing dawdling speed, sort of 10 kilometres per hour, then maybe you don't need tax, insurance and all the rest of it. So maybe they need to be more nuanced.
Yeah, it's a very tricky one, isn't it? The problem is, of course, that the horse has bolted already, that these vehicles have been on our roads for years without proper legislation. The existing legislation effectively bans them, but the Gardaí have been turning a blind eye to them. So where do we go from that to now a situation where there's probably going to be an explosion in the sales of these things when the legislation changes? And it's a very difficult thing to do. As you mentioned, allowing tourists to use these things is one thing. But also, of course, we want to incentivize other forms of commuting that aren't, you know, personal transport, that aren't cars, using public transport, etc. So we want to incentivize these. Theoretically, it's a good thing that more people will use such devices to get to work. But the fact that it's not registered and not traceable is a potential issue. Yeah. And I'm not quite sure what can be done about that. The legislation is coming in already, as you just said. Vehicles that don't travel more than 25 kilometres an hour will require no registration or tax or insurance or anything like that. And that's happening. That is coming in the next few months.
Now, where do they belong, do you think, Shane? We're going to have them, there's no doubt, because we already have them illegally, I suppose, but we will have them legally. Where do they belong? Do they belong in the cycle lane, the bus lane, the main traffic lane? Where do they belong?
I think by answering this, I'm going to annoy somebody from any of those situations. But my opinion is where bicycles are allowed, they should be allowed. So definitely not on normal footpaths where it's just pedestrians. Cycle lanes, absolutely. And therefore, you know, bicycles can go on roads, then so should e-scooters be able to.
The difficulty here, Shane, is, and I personal experience of this, where you've got pedestrians, for example, on the N11, as you head out of town at the further reaches towards Cabinteely, there's a footpath that's shared by bicycles and by pedestrians. Okay, so you're walking along with the dog or whatever, and suddenly a bike, an ordinary bike, not an electric bike, whizzes up behind you. Nowadays, they don't have any bells on their bike for whatever reason. So they roar at you, get out of the way, because they're coming up behind you. So you can imagine an e-scooter on that same shared footpath. You've got a pedestrian walking at 4 miles an hour or whatever, 6K an hour, and then a scooter coming up behind at 25K per hour on the footpath shared with pedestrians. What then?
Yeah, I know. I agree with you in that specific situation. It is a challenge. I mean, obviously, you have cyclists that travel at that speed easily enough as well, certainly in downhill sections. But, you know, an e-scooter, any e-scooter rider that can move at that speed on any surface effectively. So it is a bigger challenge. They're quiet as well. There's no requirement right now for them to emit any noise the way you have electric cars emit a noise at very low speeds, for instance. So perhaps that would be something to investigate adding on in the future.
Mm. Now, the prediction, of course, and I will make this prediction with a great deal of confidence, that scooter riders and perhaps cyclists on electric bikes and ordinary bikes will eventually sue the councils for the bad maintenance of the surfaces upon which they ride. They'll come a cropper in a pothole, and who's responsible for maintaining the road? Well, of course, it's the council. So there will be litigation. And when there's litigation, then there'll be a scramble to change the law.
That's an interesting take on it. I wonder about that. I mean, I think we already have...
Well, I mean, people sue the council when they trip on a crack in the pavement.
So, sure.
You know, if you come a cropper and get a fractured skull because you went into a pothole that in theory should have been filled by the council, no doubt there'll be a solicitor very willing to take that case.
True. I mean, we don't see it as a major issue with cyclists, but I suppose the problem with scooters, of course, is that they have smaller wheels, so they're actually more likely to be more upset by smaller cracks. It's an interesting angle, but I guess we only see a relatively small percentage of people thinking to sue the council for such things. So I'm not sure that will force legislation in terms of scooter use in the future.
All right, Shane. We shall see. Only time will tell. But they're quite tardy about all of this. That's Shane O'Donoghue of CompleteCar.ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.